1 Kings chapter 20. I have heard many extraordinary ideas in committee meetings when planning an event or a program. Finally, someone would say, "Great idea, but who's going to do it?" A decisive battle was coming. The king of Syria had achieved an alliance with 32 other kings. His large army, his chariots and horses, and mainly his pride and arrogance did not serve him well in the battle. On the other hand, Ahab, without the apparent influence of his wife Jezebel, initially humbles himself before the king of Syria, and then before God, and obeys his voice. When it seems that everything is lost, God tells Ahab that he would give in his hands the multitude that made up the enemy army. Wonderful news. Ahab must have thought, but by whose hand will this miracle happen? And who would begin the battle? God responded, "You." His resources were extremely limited, and comparatively, his men were very few. God would show that he was God of the mountains, and as he is God of the valleys. God's answer has been etched in my mind. You. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here I am, send me." Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? "I am on the Lord's side. Master, here am I." Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? "I am on the Lord's side, Master. Here am I." Who shall go? I? You? Are you ready to answer the question?